Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
One and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 4th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm great, but this hacker power, I mean, what the frick, Taryn? Oh my gosh, so OP, but I'm excited to talk about everything regarding the power and all the live feeds. This is going to be a fun one.
Yes, the production, they had an amazing season on their hands, and they were just like, this is no good. We're going to get people's hopes up too. We're going to get their expectations up too high, and then they're going to be even more disappointed in the future. We need to make sure that we lower their expectations, get the season to be a little bit worse by introducing dumb twists. I think that was the thought process.
Well, the key to life is low expectations, but I will say this did remind me of when I am playing video games and something goes wrong and all of a sudden I just start button mashing. That was how this felt. It was like, okay, the Caitlyn power app bonus life thing didn't work. So now we're just going like, crap, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Okay, how about this? You essentially get four powers all in one from winning one competition.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The big events happened yesterday, though we were talking about it. I'm on time this morning, and that's because weren't many notes to take. Not a lot is actually happening in the game, because basically everything is in flux while these twists are in play until everything settles down. Then they're able to actually play the game again. So we're mostly just going to let you know about the events of what's going on and then the general response to the events of what's going on, because this is it's very in flux. What are you going to do?
Yes, very much in flux, which I feel like flux, capacitor, flux fits with the whole, 80s, 90s technology. So I think we're on the right track here.
Yeah, I guess so. So in the morning, we had Angela nominating Scotty and Rockstar as planned. Nothing crazy there. Fessy is going to have a conversation with Rockstar where she asks him if he will use the power of veto on her if he wins. He says yes. That's going on. Fessy is going to be up to his old ways.
Classic Fessy, just all reliable there with his blanket and promising everyone he's going to use the veto if he wins. Very Fessy to pull a Fessy or something. Maybe that's what we'll call this in the future when he promises both people that he'll use the veto on them.
Yes. And because like he was thinking if he had the hacker power, then maybe he would take Rockstar off the block or something along those lines. But I think he, in this moment was thinking, yeah, sure, might probably take you off the block. And also, of course, he just wants to play in the veto. So he is going to promise Rockstar here. Bailey and Haley are going to talk about how much they don't like Rockstar. Like just on a personal level, she follows them around and they don't like it. So that happened.
Yeah, said she's paranoid. Bailey said she needs to shut up because she bothers them. So real gameplay related stuff.
Yes.
But actually for Faute, like this actually probably is game related stuff. I mean, considering how much Haley was interrogating Rockstar yesterday, I mean, this sort of all ties in together. They really have a hard time separating the personal from the game.
Yes. So then we get the hacker competition. The feeds are down for it. So they compete in this competition. It was some kind of question weird thing. I didn't really understand how they were talking about it afterward. They were like, they were talking about how many they got right, and like some of them went really quickly. Like maybe it was a timed thing. I don't know. I didn't get it. But feeds come back, and everyone. I posted the gif of the good, bad, and the ugly. Like everyone's in a standoff here. Like They won't let anyone go and talk to anyone alone because nobody knows who won this thing. And they're all just very suspicious.
Yes, the majority of my notes, I was telling Taryn this, but the majority of my notes are, you know, person A accuses person B of having the power. Person B turns around and accuses person A. Both person A and B deny. Like, you could just essentially go through the entire list of house guests and replace every single name. And that was yesterday.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It's just not as fun as the Hinky vote stuff. Like, it feels very forced because it's like this power that has to be anonymous. So it's like everyone is suspecting everyone. But that's just like how this was designed. And it's not nearly as personal as it was when like people felt betrayed and stuff. You know, but it was fun, though, watching. I mean, the concept of them like staring each other down was fun, even though it wasn't very interesting to watch them just talk in a group for a long time.
Well, I think I had fun trying to figure out who had it. This was before I saw the spoilers about who had it. So for me, it was kind of exciting, at least for a little bit, as I was trying to piece together, read body language, try to figure out who was acting shady. So that part was enjoyable. But then we got a spoiler telling us essentially who won the hacker competition.
Yes. So a few of the highlights here of the pre hacker ceremony stuff. Fessy asked Haley right away, and this caused many people to think that Haley had it right away. He asked her something about the competition, like what the last thing was or something along those lines, and she didn't have a good answer for him. She acted strangely in response. And the camera is also kind of focusing on her for a bit. So a lot of people were initially thinking, is it Haley? But then a lot of people were in the house were talking about how they probably thought it was Scotty. So JC makes sure to go and talk to Scotty and tell him you'd better not do anything stupid, like put Tyler up because everyone's going to think it was you. And Scotty's like, I wouldn't do that. I didn't win, but I wouldn't do that. Don't worry. And Fessy is going to ask Haley if she has the power. She is going to deny it and going to ask him in response, do you have the power? He's going to say no. So basically, yeah, not a whole lot going on, but those are a few key moments.
Yeah. So going back to what you were talking about the Haley Fessy conversation, about what Fessy was saying about the actual comp. So there apparently was a loser screen at the end of the competition if you didn't win. And so this sort of came out. There were some skulls on it, or, you know, there was like a skull at the end on the loser screen. And apparently Haley didn't know that, obviously, because she didn't win. So she never saw the loser screen. And so this could actually have been used as a way to sort of suss out who won. But, you know, I mean, Haley eventually realized it when Fessy was asking her about it. But Fessy, for all of his faults within the game, Fessy sort of realizes that this actually might be an indicator of the fact that Haley won the power, because she really had no idea what he was talking about when she brought up the skull. But of course, you know, no one believes Fessy because they all think he's an idiot. So it doesn't really go anywhere. But it was really fun to watch Fessy kind of get on to a lead and actually maybe figure something out in this game.
Yes, because we do find out from the spoiler that Haley has won the hacker competition. And I need to take this moment to apologize because I failed you listeners yesterday morning. I was quickly thinking, is there anyone that would put Tyler on the block with this hacker competition? I don't think so. I can't think of a single person. That person was Haley. That person was Haley. I didn't think of her in that moment. She hasn't won a single competition. I just wasn't thinking. And I thought if Haley even won, I thought there was a decent chance she would just keep things the same. But she is the only person who would have put Tyler on the block. And when the feeds come back from the hacker ceremony, she has done just that. She has removed Scotty from the block, not Rockstar, but Scotty, which I found to be very interesting and possibly a mistake, and replaced him with Tyler. So now Tyler is on the block next to Rockstar.
That was so shocking to me when feeds came back. It was like, Tyler's on the block. Tyler's on the block. I sort of took a moment to really sink in what had happened because, yeah, I mean, like you were talking about, I think I sort of felt a similar way that nobody would really have the balls to put up Tyler. I mean, really, I didn't think that anybody was going to take the shot. And Haley does, which, you know, okay, on principle, yes, I'm opposed to the twist because it's so overpowered, but this outcome is so exciting.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I tweeted this out, like the people like Brent, who is in the chat right now, who have been saying that like Tyler has been getting lucky in this game. This is so incredibly unlucky for Tyler because there are currently 11 people in the house. One of them might have put him on the block. But the only way they would have done that is if it was anonymous. Haley would not have done this if people knew it was her. That's why she's been keeping it a secret. So it had to be anonymous. She had to win. And with the way that the votes shape up, he has four guaranteed votes and the HOH. But the hacker power also allows that person to eliminate exactly one vote, which is exactly how many he needs that he has guaranteed to stay in the house. And then also he has the power to keep himself safe at a nomination ceremony or veto ceremony, not a hacker ceremony. So it also bypasses his power. It is literally like, It's not even just like the weakness in his armor. It's like bypass. It's like the Death Star. Like somehow this twist has gotten to the whatever it was that they had to shoot into to blow up the Death Star. This tiny little weakness. When they came up with this twist, they went through the whole movie Rogue One just to find out what is the one way we can screw Tyler over with a twist. Because it's actually like fascinating just how specific this is. It's how specifically designed to just like ruin Tyler's very good position. And even so, I don't think it's going to kill him.
Like somehow he will still survive. Well, they need a sequel, obviously. Star Wars was not just one movie, Taryn.
Yes, the Death Star will come back.
Right, exactly. It's okay, they'll build a new one. They have robot technology. We saw that with Sam in week one. I think it is just absolutely insane to me, the specifics of this power, like the fact that you can pull someone off the block, put someone up on the block, and all of this happens after initial nominations, pick someone to play in veto, and then nullify one single vote. It did seem like this was specifically designed for Tyler. But I still think it's so interesting that the fact that the person who comes off can still go back up,
yes.
Which is still baffling to me. I'm still wrapping my head around that. But hacker twist.
Rob in the chat is saying, Rockstar did say he was Palpatine.
See? Oh my gosh, it all comes full circle. We're gonna get some energy fingers. It'll be great.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So some things to note here, and one of the main reasons I think that so basically Haley decided to take Scotty off the block instead of Rockstar. I think this is a mistake personally. I think her goal was to frame Scotty, right? One of the things she's going to, because she's going to adamantly be denying, it wasn't me. I swear it wasn't me. I would never do this. And one of the things she says over the course of the day is, I think the veto ceremony will be very telling. I think that if Scotty plays in the veto, that it's going to be very telling that obviously this was Scotty. So I think that she has chosen or will choose Scotty to play in the veto. That's another aspect of the hacker power, that she is going to choose Scotty to play in the veto to continue to frame Scotty. Oh, he took himself off the block. He put up Tyler, and now he's choosing himself to play in the veto. The problem is that Scotty really wants to use the veto to save Tyler, which I don't think she expected. Scotty will, unless she can convince him otherwise, which would involve her probably outing the fact that she used the power and pissed Scotty off because he knows that she was trying to frame him. not have much way of convincing Scotty to not use the veto. He wants to use the veto on Tyler to clear his name, to be like, why would I use the power and then win the veto and save you? I don't want to be blamed for this. Not only is he going to use the veto to save Tyler, I feel like there's a decent shot he would vote to keep Tyler, considering that he would use the veto to save Tyler. He also thinks that Rockstar was the vote that tried to frame him this past week with the Brett vote. Not to mention, I think that there's a decent chance Bailey will vote to keep Tyler over Rockstar, if that is the case. And even Fessy is like pretty pissed off about this whole situation and is considering if he wins the veto, he might use it on Tyler. Obviously, all of level six, if they win the veto, they will use it on Tyler. So I don't think, obviously, this is just because it could not happen that he goes home doesn't mean that he won't go home. This is a very dangerous spot for somebody like Tyler in this game. He has a lot of hands and a lot of cookie jars. And when you're on the block, it's very, very, very easy to get caught with those hands in the cookie jars. There's a reason why Derek never wanted to touch the block, because the second you touch the block, things start to get exposed. So he is definitely in trouble, but there are a lot of outs for him as of right now. If you are one of the people that is delighting in everything that's going on, as I see Brent in the chat is, I wouldn't get your hopes up that high. But you know, you're probably happy just to see this, you know, Tyler in a bad spot to begin with. So
Tyler has to use his Jedi mind powers to get the cookies out of the cookie jar now. I think for me, what's interesting is watching the whole house kind of rally around Tyler, which I imagine if you're Haley, you're just like screaming internally. So you're like, oh my gosh, you guys, I just made this huge move. Tyler is a great game player. We have an opportunity to potentially take him out. And the whole house is like, oh, I feel so bad for Tyler. And of course, she's playing into it because she's trying to pretend like she doesn't have the power. So she's, oh, that sucks that this happened to Tyler. I feel so bad. But meanwhile, it's like, oh, taking out Tyler would be an absolute great move. But I do think that there are a number of things, and a credit to Tyler for this, that will prevent him potentially from going home, including things that you mentioned, like Fessy using the veto on him, potentially Scotty using the veto on him. And when I was actually looking through the votes, if the nominations do stay the same, let's say for some reason, you know, I don't know, Haley or Bailey win the veto, keep nominations the same, even with the nullified vote, if Scotty votes to keep Tyler, Tyler stays. And I think that that is a likely possibility. I mean, given how close Scotty and Tyler, especially over the past week, have been, it seems like that's something that Scotty would want to do. And then also with the whole clearing his name thing, if he can't win the veto and use it on him, then yeah, maybe he will want to vote to keep him in the house. Although I will say, watching Tyler on the block has been really fun. He hasn't exploded in the way that I knew he wouldn't, but I was kind of hoping for secretly. He's been very much, well, this is a game, this is a game. But you can sort of see this like internal squirming, which is really lovely.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like I said, like I actually, obviously I hate twists. I will always maintain, especially a twist like this, I think it's really dumb. And I think that like, if Tyler is to face adversity, which I think he has already, but if he is to face this kind of adversity being put on the block, I would much prefer it happen like without a twist to force it to happen, because this isn't even really the regular kind of adversity. This is twist adversity. And that's why we're talking about like, well, nothing really even matters until the veto right now, because because nobody's even really playing the game at the moment. We're just waiting for the veto to happen because nobody can do anything until that happens. That said, part of me likes this outcome. Sorry. Because first of all, people like Brent can't say that Tyler's super lucky anymore. And also, there can be no more complaints about the season of like, oh, Tyler has never faced adversity. No more complaints about that. You've gotten your token adversity in. So that's happening. I do think this twist is dumb though. And, I do think it would be a pretty big loss if everything lined up and Tyler did end up going home.
Yes, surprise, surprise, you're against the twist. I think for me, watching Tyler face adversity really is the best part, because I think that's where some of the criticisms of Derek came into play. It was like, well, he was never challenged. He never had to go against anybody who was, you know, really against him. And so this is going to test Tyler and see, you know, whether or not the bonds that he's built over the past several weeks can pull through for him, or whether or not he's able to finagle something during this week after the veto is played. You know, I mean, I think that having this twist is going to be a lot of fun to watch it play out. So I'm not particularly mad about it. And I think watching Tyler deal with everything really will be enjoyable.
I guess so. Like, I feel what is happening right now? Like, what are we enjoying right now? Like, what is, like, just watching him squirm, I guess, yeah, is what people are really enjoying. but like, I don't know, Amber in the chat says he's not even squirming yet. Like, we're waiting until the veto. Like, maybe if he gets unlucky again and the veto gets into the wrong hands, then we might see some action. But even then, like, it's like, I don't know. It's like if you go into the, it's like, oh yeah, I really, really wanted to see Jesse from Big Brother 11 during Big Brother 11 have some adversity to face. Like, I don't know. Was that fun though? Did that like make for a good outcome for the season? Like, I don't, it's just like, I get the sentiment, but it's like, not like this, not like this. You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know. I'm here for just chaos, so I'm okay with it.
But this season has been chaotic. This season has been one of the best in years. And I feel like yesterday was one of the least chaotic and like just like most sort of like boring days we've had in a while, because it's just like, well, like it's so chaotic that there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no substance.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just here enjoying it. I'm having fun. I think that the hacker twist is something that we're going to have to deal with. You know, obviously, I don't know, their Norton antivirus failed, so now we have this hacker twist and we're going to have to deal with it. So I'm just going to try to enjoy it while it's here.
Well, there you go. Fessy and Tyler, Fessy is going to quickly promise to use the veto on Tyler. Then Scotty is also going to promise to use the veto on Tyler. He's pissed that somebody's trying to frame him. He actually like might not have even taken himself off the block if he had won, because he would want to make sure that he is not backdoored. He also let Faute know that, like, look, guys, I'm going to use the veto on Tyler. Angela, JC, and Casey are going to quickly suspect that Bailey is the person who won the power. This is something that is going to continue throughout the night. They think that Bailey is the person that had it. Brett, in particular, feels like Bailey has it because he heard her and Rockstar laughing after the ceremony. So it has to have been Bailey. It has to have been. She was laughing. Who would laugh? Who would laugh in this tragic time?
Only a hacker. This is a perfect example of confirmation bias that essentially, I think it was Casey decided that, okay, I really think that it's Bailey. And then every single thing that happened that Bailey did convinced them further that Bailey was the person who won this power. She's acting just the way she did when she got the power app, despite them not knowing when she first got the power app. So they're sort of inferring a little bit there. Oh, she has anger issues with JC. Like, everything just sort of fed into this. It's definitely Bailey sentiment. And so there are a lot of plans now moving forward, potentially from the level 654 side of the house, that are predicated on Bailey having won the hacker app.
Yes, Bailey is the one most likely to take the fall for this at the moment. Fessy does let it slip to JC that Haley was talking about backdooring Tyler, so that's why he thinks it might have been Haley. Luckily for him, JC thinks Fessy is an idiot and he doesn't think that Haley has done this. But I don't know. Hey, the way that Haley has been denying it is worrying me. I really hope that she doesn't get caught, because I would really hate for I would really hate for both Tyler and Haley to get their games ruined by a dumb twist. You know, she and Fessy is just like very loose with his suspicion of her. But as of right now, Bailey is the one that's taking most of the heat for this. She is the one that is going to 100% now be backdoored. Angela, I think, was leaning toward Fessy previously. Now she is 100% down. She wants Bailey out of this house because she thinks that Bailey is the one that won the power and put Tyler on the block. But they have decided to not confront her about it and pretend that they don't think she did it. Angela was even saying something along the lines of, I'm going to invite her to like sleep in my room the night before. And then we're going to act like we're not going to use the veto. And then bam, crush her dreams.
Yes, just like Angela crushed Rachel in her final message, whatever, goodbye messages. I think what has been super interesting is watching, well, one, Haley deny the situation, just going back to what you were talking about earlier, because I'm getting a little bit of Fleur vibes from Big Brother Canada, because it was, she's, you know, denying it and accusing other people of having it in such an aggressive way that I was like, oh my gosh, stop. People are going to figure out it's you. But when she accuses Brett of this, Brett then goes and tells, you know, Casey and Angela, she accused me, she suspected everybody but Bailey. Like, it's still all about Bailey, just further pushing this whole Bailey narrative of she's the one that got it. And then to go back to what you were saying about the, oh, we're going to play dumb. And then all of a sudden at the veto ceremony, when the veto gets used, Angela's going to make this whole speech about, you know, setting it up that it would be Scotty who's going to go on the block and then say, I'm nominating Bailey. That's their whole plan for the situation if the veto is used. So that would be exciting and good TV to watch.
Yes. And Tyler is his response so far has been, all right, let's start coming up with some contingency plans. First of all, you know, Scotty and Fessy are promising they're going to use the veto on me. Obviously, that would be great. He is saying, OK, but if worse comes to worse and one of Faute wins, then you guys need to pretend that you need to like get into a fake fight with Brett or something. So like say Bailey wins, then Angela, you need to fake a fight with Brett, make it seem like Brett will go on the block if she uses the veto on me. And then when you go to use the veto, boom, Bailey goes up on the block, or if Bailey won, obviously that wouldn't be the case. But actually in that case, oh man, Haley might be in trouble. Cause it probably wouldn't be, I probably wouldn't be Scotty cause they believe Scotty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope that Bailey doesn't win the veto if you're a Haley fan. Crap. Basically the plan is like if somebody from the other side wins the veto, we're going to try to pretend that something is going to go on and that don't worry, it's not going to be Fessy that goes on the block. It's not going to be whoever that goes on the block. It's going to be somebody from the level six like Brett. And then everything will be great. And then they'll use the veto and they'll blindside them with the replacement. And then if that doesn't work, then the plan is that level six is all going to pretend that they're going to vote Tyler out. And that's like, hey, we think Tyler is a bigger threat, in the hopes that the hacker will not nullify one of their votes, because the hacker obviously is going to be worried about which one of my side has been flipping. We don't know. But if I know that everyone on level six is talking about voting Tyler out and I want Tyler out, then maybe it makes more sense to nullify somebody like Rockstar if Rockstar is off the block, or maybe Scotty if Scotty is off, you know, whatever. At which point, you know, they will be able to have the four votes from level six stay strong, because especially if Tyler can convince Scotty, like, hey, if everyone's voting, can you at least give me a sympathy vote or something along those lines? And then Haley decides, OK, well, I'll nullify Scotty's. I know Scotty is voting Tyler out or for voting to keep Tyler. So I'll nullify Scotty's vote. And then the four level six can continue to vote for Tyler to stay. So Tyler's coming up with all these crazy plans to stay in the event that that the veto does not work out, and none of them win the veto. So that could be interesting to watch play out if the veto ceremony or if the veto competition does not go the way that they want.
Yeah, Tyler is prepared. He'd probably make a really great doomsday prepper because he'd just be like super ready for the end of the world. Although, you know, obviously all of these plans are just speculation. Whether or not he's going to be able to pull off any of them is still up in the air. So that's why it sort of goes back to this concept of, okay, well, there's not a whole lot of game being played right now, even though there are plans that are being concocted. None of them are, they're not able to execute any of them because we have to wait until the veto is played, which we didn't actually get to the veto because of all of this hacker comp, hacker ceremony nonsense. So the veto is actually being played today. So we don't know the results of the veto competition yet.
Yes. And like I said, there's not much. I'm doing my best, but there's not much to talk about until the veto happens, because there's still so much in the air. The fact that somebody is on the block that the HOH doesn't want on the block, whether or not that sticks is completely down to the veto competition. And we will not have much information about what's happening. And most of what's happening is irrelevant until we get to that point. However, there is a conversation late in the night with Fessy and Haley. Haley doesn't want Fessy to use the veto on Tyler. Fessy is not sure what he would do. Obviously, if Haley tells him not to, then he probably won't. But Haley telling him not to would almost definitely expose Haley for maybe not being the hacker, but at the very least being like somebody that agrees with the hacker, because Fessy would obviously be like, well, Tyler, I'd love to use it on you, but Haley told me not to. So it's, again, it's a precarious position, because Haley, being the only person that would have done this, is also the only person that even wants it to happen. And she can't even really campaign to like make it stick, or she will out herself, because again, she's the only one who wants it. Like, her entire alliance doesn't support this. Most of them are mad that it even happened. So it's a little bit of a tricky spot. So Fessy isn't sure what he's going to do. He wants, and then even if the veto is not used, Fessy would prefer to see Rockstar leave. He's like, Rockstar's been voting against us. She's been doing the rogue votes. And Haley's like, but Fessy, she's like a number for us. Is she though? Is she though? Like, no.
Real cute. Yeah, Haley and Fessy have this conversation where, you know, they're talking about Rockstar, and Fessy says something along, I was like, Rockstar might be the most loyal person, but, you know, something's messing them up. Like, something. It's not Rockstar. I don't know what that something could be, Fessy. I mean, they're super suspicious of her because of all the things that she's been doing. And it's so exciting/frustrating because it's like, oh my God, she's voted with you guys the whole time. She definitely does not have a secret alliance with Brett. I don't know what you guys are thinking. Yeah, for some reason, that's what they're thinking.
Yeah, and they're just like leaking votes. Like, Bailey, I think, has a very good chance to vote for Tyler to stay over Rockstar. Fessy is thinking he wants Rockstar out. Scotty, I think, would probably vote to keep Tyler at this point. And Haley's just like, guys, stop it.
Like, please, can you guys realize the situation that we're in and the opportunity we have to take out Tyler, who was a great game player? I remember thinking this when Bailey, like, this is, you know, week two or three, where Bailey was like, oh my gosh, Swaggy stuck me with all of these idiotic people. You know, this is now how Haley's feeling. Oh my gosh, I'm stuck with all these idiotic people who are going to keep Tyler. But she can't push for it. I mean, she just can't, because otherwise she comes out as the hacker and then she is immediately the pariah of the house. Because everybody's so pissed that Tyler is on the block. I mean, it's fascinating. I think the other thing that really stood out to me was Scotty was talking the whole time about a reverse backdoor plan, which sounds like something Caitlin might be into. But he was like, well, what if I'm being taken off the block so I don't play in veto and then they can nominate me again, which is just hilarious because it'd have to be some weird coordinated plan between the HOH and then the hacker comp winner that would have had to have been decided before the hacker comp happened. So that's where Scotty's head is at. And that suspicion like kind of carried out throughout the whole day and was really hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, like he was like, I don't know if I'd even use the power to put myself, because at least if I'm on the block, I'm guaranteed to play in the veto. Like I don't want to not play in the veto because I feel like if I'm the target, then that's like worst case scenario for me. So if somebody took me off the block, I'd be pissed. I think luckily for him, Haley has also chosen him to play in the veto, most likely. Given her very non-vague statements about it. So I don't think he'll have much to worry about there. Fessy is also going to tell Haley that he really, really thinks she has won the hacker app or the hacker power. He refers to when he asked her about the ending message. She reacted strangely. She was acting weird with Casey, and Haley is literally like, no, Casey was acting weird.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, where Fessy actually maybe has figured something out and is pushing this, but it's sort of, he's somehow like, I don't know how, but this reminds me of The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Like, Fessy was so wrong so many times and didn't understand so many things so many times that now when he's actually latched onto something, there is the truth and he may have figured something out. Just nobody believes him. Mm-hmm. But he really thinks that Haley has it. Props to Fessy.
Yeah.
The one prop I will give him this season.
Yes. So Haley's response to Fessy being really onto her is to pull Fessy onto her and say, hey, I like you.
Nice. Sam is quaking. Oh, no.
Sam is going to be so mad if she ever finds out that Haley was she already hates Haley, and now if she finds out that Haley used the power that she wanted to nullify and not only used it, but used it on Tyler, her best friend in the house. Oh, man. Watch out for the wrath of Sam, Haley.
Yeah. Better hope she doesn't get HOH and go on Thought Police Squad again. I think that would be really dangerous for Haley.
Yes. But point is, Haley knows how to control Fessy. I do not doubt that Fessy will do what Haley wants, because when she knows she needs to, she starts talking about how much she likes him, how different their relationship is than anyone else in the house. And, like when the season ends, you never know. If Haley doesn't want him to use the veto, he's not going to use the veto. It's just a matter of, does Haley get exposed by doing so? So that'll be something to watch. Just really, it all comes down to the veto today, and we'll have to wait and see what happens after that.
Yeah, the only other thing that happened that I think we should point out is there was a mistake on the screens in the house.
Oh, yeah.
The logo for the Cloud Power app appeared on the screens. It was sideways, but it was still there. And you can see, a lot of the house guests are sort of running to look at what the power is. And I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, poor Tyler, because he was there with everybody in the kitchen just thinking like, that's my power app.
As if Tyler has had a great enough day. Yeah. Yes, there is a leak of his power that he needs to like keep calm and like don't freak out, don't act weird. What's that?
Cloud. I don't know what that could be. And so there are a couple of people talk about it throughout the day, saying maybe that's the power that JC has. So Tyler still is. Nobody knows that Tyler's the one that has the power. But my favorite thing, if you didn't see the clip of when the power app comes on, because feeds get cut, obviously, in response to the power app coming up on the screen. But Rockstar just goes, oh, right before the feeds got cut for some reason. It made me laugh. I rewatched that clip a couple times. That's completely irrelevant to the game, but I thought it was hilarious.
Yes. Somebody's getting fired. Yeah. Because of that. All right. It's probably the same person that they rehired after they fired them after the Caitlyn puzzle. There was an interview with Julie where she said like they had, production people do the puzzle that Caitlyn did, and almost all of them finished it within 45 seconds. So they thought they were fine.
Yeah, I think that just goes to show you what pressure you could be under, right? I mean, I assume that that's what it is. Well, not Caitlyn's puzzle.
It's distracting to have voices in your head.
I'm sure Grandpa Lou was out there chirping away, and she's getting hits for a lot of other things that are happening. You know, I don't know. It gets really confusing up there. And I'm sure that that was why she couldn't complete the puzzle in 45 seconds.
There you go. All right. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. Hopefully we'll have something for you. There'll be some game to be played. Of course, Sunday, which is tomorrow, we'll have Social Strategy Sundays on Twitch. You find me at Taryn Armstrong. And tomorrow night, we will have a recap of the Sunday night episode, which will include all of this nominations, hacker stuff. Don't expect it to have the cloud leak, but, you know, what are you going to do? Anything else, Liana?
No, I think that's it. I think we pretty much covered everything. Again, it was a lot of people accusing people of having the power. And once we play the veto competition, we see where nominations are going to stand. I think this could be fun to watch it all fall, the fallout of everything.
All right. Well, make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Liana is at Liana Boris. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.